Field in Focus is a magazine show that's a particular interest to people with low or no vision. We have guests,
library services,
what's on at the pictures,
theatre,
gossip,
events, general knowledge quiz,
poems,
and stories. Tune in Tuesdays 3 while 5 on 93.2 FM.
That's Sheffield in Focus.
Yes.
Righty-ho, folks. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. This is Hour 2 of the Night Train on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Apologies if anyone was almost asleep. I've kind of made a bit of a pig's ear of programming for this show.
I keep people on the toes. There's no drifting off.
Yeah, I do.
You start drifting, but then someone will bring you back.
Yes, like a tough 140 BPM Wobbs from Champion on the remix for Caribou. That was from the new album. I can't remember what the new album's called.
Honey.
Honey, yes. That's a remix by Champion of... Oh, where's my notes? Broke My Heart. So that's one of the reasons we didn't do a show the last couple of weeks. We went to watch Caribou.
Yeah, in Leeds. It was great.
Yes. Didn't know what to... Well, sort of knew what to expect because I watched a bit of the...
Yeah, same. I watched about 5 minutes of the...
Yeah, the boiler room.
Was it Boiler Room?
So we watched a little bit of that. I was like, yep, that looks good. We'll go to that. Didn't watch anything else. On the way to the venue, there was just loads of people our age and above. It's just going to be full of oldies, isn't it? Long-suffering Alma was talking about... you were talking about it at work, right?
And somebody a friend at work said, oh, Mum and Dad are going to that. So, yeah. Oh, man, do I feel...
Yeah, and then one of
the old generation.
One of the somewhat oldies at Long-suffering Alma's work said the same thing. I remember seeing them 25 years ago. but it wasn't just oldies, was it? There was young people.
There was quite a lot of young party crew out. It's for a Sunday night. It was surprisingly...
Party
engaged.
Crew.
Yeah.
Yes. There was a shout out to the people that were kind of smashed in front of us. If you've not seen the show or the album cover, there's a picture of him, Dan Snaith, with the, what is it, like a mask of his face.
Yeah.
So there were loads of those kicking around the venue.
Really oversized. So yeah. Not like a mask that's the same size as your face, like way bigger.
Yeah, I'm talking, I don't know, over 14 inches. It's massive.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a guy in front of us that was wearing it on the back of his head, but his hair was poking through the eye holes. So it just looked super mad.
Pretty sinister, yeah.
Shout out to the couple in front of me who, for the... What's that tune? Can't Do Without You.
Yeah.
They were so in love. Just like gazing into each other's eyes, like staring, singing at each other.
Along. Oh, perfect.
I know, but I was like... I was right next to them.
Yeah, it's not that romantic.
Yeah, so I mean, I just, like, stood there trying to look, but I couldn't because I had to, couldn't see the band because they were like looking past them. So we just kind of had to try and step back, and then I just knocked someone over. I was absolute shambles. Good gig, though.
Yeah, it's great. If you go and get a chance to see them, go. It was one of those ones where I thought I know a few tunes, and then it turned out I knew at least half of them.
Yeah.
Way more than I remember thinking.
My favourite parts was him doing the double fist pump at the front. He was so happy. Which...
He was a very happy Canadian man, wasn't he?
He was.
That was good. What else do we play? Oh, yeah. Cornel Campbell started out with Jar Jar, Mino Hornia, Byron Lee production from 73, and a B-side to a cover of My Baby Just Cares For Me. Then we heard a dub.
Yes, Black Rock dub on the Throw Me Corn rhythm. Send that one out to Mr. B, tuned in. Always reminds me of Gladiwax. We heard it on my stag do at Carnival. Not that one, the rhythm.
Yeah, which we'll be going to in a few weeks.
Yes, Gladiwax here at Sheffield.
And then we played Bobby Ellis and the Crystalites with Step Softly, a 67 Rocksteady classic. Also another B-side. And a sample by RZA for ODB's Brooklyn Zoo.
I know, it's anniversary kind of nowish.
Is that old now? Yeah, it is. Yeah, that'd be 30 years, wouldn't it? That's a 95 release.
Ah, we old. right, let's stop thinking about how old we are and play some music, yeah?
Yeah.
Tell him not to come ever again.
sleep by day and make love by night, as we do mostly.
This is stupid.
Another set that was all over the place.
I'll be honest, it felt like the end of the show to me. It's only 10:30.
Yeah, it is a very...
Felt like a closer.
It did, and it's not even the closer from the album. But I really wanted to listen to it, so I thought I'd put it in. Like I said, this tonight's show is all over the place. It's the Night Train trying to get back in the groove.
All the better for it.
Yes. Nobody's complained yet.
So three songs there of varying styles and lengths. kicking it off with Holy Tongue, the Bigger Tootie, which is their fresh release last year. They did a collaborative album with Shackleton. Where I first picked up on the name, but they've just released this on the 7-inch. That's another one on the B-side. The label is called Trule, T-R-U-L-E, and you can get it on Bandcamp.
After that was one that did nothing but did everything. One of those ones, as I like to say.
Seminal dub techno from 1995.
Oh, yes.
Convection with Miranda, out on the Detroit-based label Matrix. The artist's real name, Jared Hansen. This one I picked off the Blind Test, which, if you haven't seen,
Electronic Beats on YouTube. TV,
yeah, that's the one. They do this thing called the Blind Test where they get DJs or artists or producers who are into a type of music.
Yeah.
And then they basically play them some records without telling them what they are. And they get half a point for getting the name of the song and half a point for getting the name of the artist.
Yes.
Something like that. And then at the end, they sort of total it all up. But it's nicely edited, and you get to hear some songs from a genre that I don't really know a lot about. So this was obviously 90s dub techno.
Yeah, it's funny because I skipped through it after you told me it was in there, and I'm like, man, these really do all sound the same.
Yeah, and I said, the only one I knew was Basic Channel, because it's the only one I know anything about dub techno, and that's the only one I sort of knew before. And I would have picked it for the show, but it's 15 minutes long. Yeah. Like an entire side of a record.
Oh, yeah. There was one release last week, which was 90s House. And I think I managed to get half a point, or maybe a point and a half, something like that. I was quite pleased with myself. Yes. So after that, we had one I forgot I put in. Kid Koala with Nap Time.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't from the playlist, was it?
Yeah. Carpal Tunnel Syndrome on Ninja Tune, released 25 years ago. Yesterday.
Remember getting that on CD?
Yeah,
it would have been. I remember I was at school in sixth form, so yeah, that would tie to that year.
It said it took like years to record, and he just kind of pressed up loads of samples and stuff on his own wax. I remember seeing a good post. Strictly Kev was talking about it, saying about kind of the process that he went through, and then how Kid Koala was struggling, and just like that, you know, just take your time, it'll be done when it's done. My copy of that came from Pat, so I'm going to send that one out to him. Snuck that in. I sent you the video last night. I didn't actually watch it myself. No, I watched a bit of it. Sorry.
Drunk Trumpet.
Yes, the live Drunk Trumpet. Good,
if you ever go and see him live, he pretty much always does Drunk Trumpet. And that Moon River one, which is really good. Have you seen that routine?
Yes, I have seen. Because we saw him at the Vinyl Vaudeville show, wasn't it?
Yes.
I need him to bring that back to the UK, because
so good.
It was just absolutely crackers.
Still got my kazoo somewhere.
There we go. Yeah, you caught the kazoo. There was like throwing things. There were like can-can girls. You turned the whole room into a giant record deck.
Yeah, you say can-can girls, they're sort of made out of paper.
Yes.
Were they people dressed as paper, or were they like puppets?
There were some people as well, and there were puppets. Was him in a koala out in a bear outfit.
Yeah, he came out into the crowd at some point.
Yes. It's like absolute nonsense in the best possible way.
Yeah, the first time I saw him, I saw him three times. I saw him once do Tuesday Club, and then I saw him once do one for Colcut on like the Zen Tour, and someone got on stage and put this ridiculous sort of like air metal wig on him, and he just carried on, like didn't break stride, just kept going.
Oh, brilliant.
This massive hair metal wig on him.
Oh, that's perfect. And then we finished off with Realistic Heaven from Cindy Lee's album, released last year. I didn't know anything about it. You told me about it.
And now
I can't stop listening to it. There's a bit of a link, because this next one is Shining Stars, and they're from Canada. Yeah. And they sound somewhat similar.
Perfect.
When I saw your shining fur, shivering in the sun rays, I built a trap for you with lots of treats and things you couldn't resist. I woke up to the sound of your scream. Small.
Say, I thought the other set was the final set. That definitely felt more final set.
Yes, that was final, definitely.
The closing.
Yes, this is the Night Train signing off for another week. It's been good to be back, right?
Oh yeah, it's always great to be back.
Yeah, it just stems. It keeps away the Sunday night dread. Gives me something to look forward to. Cling on to the weekend for a bit longer.
Certainly.
Right, so we kicked off that with Shining Stars with a track called Shiny Fur. That's from their demo, the collection of demos and the early recordings. It says recorded around 2009 in Kamloops, Canada, with one microphone, which is kind of mad. I don't know if I believe that, because it does not sound like it was recorded with...
It didn't sound like a terrible demo, did it?
No, it didn't, and I've heard a lot of terrible demos in my time. It just sort of reminded me a bit similar kind of stuff to that Cindy Lee album. One, a Canadian, and two, sort of dream pop business as well. But yeah, that's a band I first heard on Letterkenny, which you can catch on ITVX, which is a pretty funny Canadian sitcom, I guess. Worth checking out. It's quite a lot of in jokes. It's quite niche and it's not amazing, but it's definitely worth your time if you're that way inclined. Then some new music, right?
Hot off the press. That was the Smile with Don't Get Me Started, the James Holden remix, dropped last week. Was it last Friday? I've lost track now.
I think it was
I know the actual physical release isn't out yet till March, but I think pre-orders are done. There's a cool video.
Is
by,
it?
By Weirdcore, you know, the guy who does all the Aphex stuff.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's done a pretty mad video to that. James Holden previously did support for Atoms for Peace when they did tour that show project.
That's a good show.
And that was when he was... Has he got a sub name for his
something music? With animals, creatures?
Oh, Animal Spirits or something. That might be the album title.
That does ring a bell.
Yeah.
Man, Google's live on it. I'm not going to bother. I'm going to let you do the research.
I'm sure it's Animal Spirits. Yeah.
It's tricky, right? Yeah, no, you're right. Animal Spirits. That might be the... Yes.
I don't know if that's the group or the album. I've forgotten.
I think it's a bit of both. Okay. Yeah, it's James Holden and the Animal Spirits with the album Animal Spirits.
Oh, right, okay.
On the record label. It's not on the record label, Animal Spirits. Is there a tune called Animal Spirits? That's what we want to know. No, that's a shame. So then we had that, and then we topped off with Mary Lattimore, A Unicorn Catches a Falling Star, The Ocean Moon Redux. That's a... I would have said remix, but a redux of her track of the same name, which is available on her Bandcamp page. It's about a 23-minute track. We have played it, actually, in all its glory.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice if you like Mary Lattimore playing the harp. If you don't, then it's probably a tough listen. But yeah, she wrote it in one of the... kind of during the pandemic, after the daughter of a friend drew a picture of a unicorn catching a falling star. She's like, oh, that's cool. I'll write a big long piece. Yeah, so that remix, Redux, was released in 2021 from a compilation called Spaciousness 2 on Low Recordings. Yeah, it's got quite a lot of people on there. Well worth checking out, sort of a similar vein, experimental business. This one in the background, not our usual sign-off tune.
No, but from the same album.
Yes, Aphex Twin with Tha, is that how you say it? Tha? Who knows?
Who knows Aphex Twin?
Yeah, no, it could be anything. Right, so, we could let this play out. Have we covered everything?
What else have we not covered? Well, there's loads of things we haven't covered.
Well, yes.
In fact, we only covered one of the things.
Oh, that we weren't here
we
for.
Only covered Caribou.
That's true. We didn't talk.
We forgot Singles Night.
Yeah.
We forgot DJing at Hagler's.
Oh, right.
We didn't talk about Mahler at Hope Works or Larumba.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, well, we'll have to talk about that.
We'll go special next week.
Yes. This is a note for myself to pick some tunes that tie into it.
Okay.
Thanks. That's what I needed.
Future Steve will appreciate that.
Yes, Future Steve always appreciates things like this. Right, but this one's got a few minutes to play, so we'll just let it play out, I guess.
All right, thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, pleasure as always. We'll be hopefully back next week if things go according to plan.
Yeah.